Okay, we're back with David Icke, my guest on this Friday evening, and you haven't quite finished what you were saying just before the break. I cut you off a bit abruptly there, David. Please continue.
Yeah, it's just that these infinite frequencies, these levels of consciousness, dimensions of self, whatever you want to call them, that are all occupying the same space, we can, if we open our minds, open our consciousness to these multi-levels, we can receive inspiration, intuition, inspired information from these other levels of ourselves. But if you, and this is the point, Ross, if you are caught in the headlights of the oncoming five senses, in other words, you concede your consciousness, your focus totally to the five sense reality, then the only information you're going to receive or inspiration you're going to receive to get a fix on reality and your own life and the nature of self is through the eyes and the ears. And that's the information controlled by the few who own the newspapers, who own the television stations, who own the radio stations. And so a lot of people now, because I think you kind of indicated that a bit earlier, a lot of people now are beginning this process of what people call the awakening. And what is the awakening? It's breaking out, awakening from this hypnotic trance that holds us in five sense reality. Mm-hmm. And what happens then? Inspiration, intuition starts pouring into the conscious level, and we become transformed people with transformed visions of possibility, because basically the concrete case has cracked and fallen away. And that's what's happening to so many people now, and that's why they're starting to look at these things in a different light. And this is what's happening, Ross, to these scientists.
Yeah, they're seeing things completely differently.
Their concrete cases are falling away, and suddenly they can use their left brain knowledge, yes, but also they can use this inspiration from these other levels that have been shut out before. And so we have this scientific cutting edge that we were talking about.
Yeah, exactly right. No, I agree, 100%. Now, I've got to move on slightly. I've got to talk about the Illuminati. This is something we've spoken about on the program before with other guests. Now, I actually got, if I can start this, by a question that I got posted for me on the ATS forum, above Top Secret, by someone who calls himself SRI Oracle, and he says to send you his best wishes. He has spoken to you before.
Okay.
He said, David, if you could make a list like the Fortune 100, instead the Illuminati 100, who do you believe would be top of it?
People that I'm not aware of in the public arena. What happens, Ross, is it's like a pyramid, or you can also symbolize it as a spider's web with a spider in the center, whichever way you like. If we take the spider's web symbolism of it, in the center is the spider. This is the force that's pulling the strings of the whole operation in the world, to turn it into a centralized fascist Orwellian state. And there's a reason for this. If there's a few of you and you want to control the many, you have to centralize decision making. The more points and diversity of decision making there are, the less control you're going to have over them. So you want to send every dictatorship, whether it's fascism, communism, whatever name you give to it, they all want and impose centralization of power, because that means the few can dictate from a central point to everyone else. Now, in this web going out from the spider are endless strands. These are organizations, families, bloodlines that are carrying out the demands of the force at the center, the spider, if you like. So the closer they are to the spider, the more secret they are. The further they get away, they eventually start interacting with mainstream society. Things like the Bilderberg Group, which is kind of secretive, but then you've got connection groups like the Trilateral Commission in America, which is semi-secretive, and the Council on Foreign Relations, which is semi-secretive, and they start interacting with mainstream politics and mainstream society. And the key is bloodline. I came across this a long time ago when I was researching this, and I came across this obsession that this Illuminati families have with interbreeding and with holding a certain DNA. And when you follow this back into the ancient world, you pick up the ancient ruling royal families of the ancient world who claimed the divine right to rule, and this has gone on ever since. And if people think this is far-fetched, Ross, well, about 2 hours from me here, we have a head of state in Britain, Queen Elizabeth II, who is only head of state because of her DNA. That's the only reason. And what happened was, you can chart these families back and this Illuminati back to Babylon and Sumer, which is now, of course, the land we call Iraq. You can take it back further, but it's a great point where you can pick it up. You follow it through, and the Illuminati in Babylon and their religion based on Nimrod, Queen Semiramis and Tammuz, the virgin son, relocated to Rome, where it became the Roman Church and where the Illuminati spawned the Roman Empire. These bloodlines then expanded up into Northern Europe, where they became the royal families and the aristocratic families of Europe. And then through the great European empires, particularly the British Empire, these bloodlines were exported all over the world, to the Americas, to South America, to Africa, to Asia, to Australia, all over the place. And then what happened is they appeared to give independence to these former colonies. So we had the creation of what we call the United States, Canada, and such like. But what it was a sleight of hand, because only on the surface was power given to these countries. What actually happened is that the Illuminati left out in those countries, including the United States, the bloodline families that go under many different names, and the secret society network through which they manipulate those families into power. And they've gone on controlling those countries ever since, which is why when you do genealogical research on the presidents of the United States, it sounds like a or looks like a anything like you'd find in Europe in terms of royal genealogy because of the connections to European royalty. This has been talked about even in the mainstream media, the, quote, coincidence of presidential genetic connections to European royal families. It is no coincidence. It's by design.
Now, if I can ask, David, what's the main threat that the Illuminati pose to us as civilization today?
Just look around you every day now, particularly since 9/11, which was a completely engineered event, and the official story of 9/11 you can take apart with one part of your brain open, really. I mean, and I do so in a book called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. But what they're looking for, Ross, is a centralized Orwellian state. And if anyone wants to answer the question, what's the world going to be like 10, 20 years from now, unless we not only wake up but start doing something, then just read George Orwell's book, 1984. It's extraordinary how accurate that book is in terms of what's unfolding. I've been writing and talking for 10, 15 years now about the coming of the destruction of basic freedoms, the a society in which people are under constant and total surveillance, in which they're microchipped at birth and connected to a global computer, in which the centralization of power will go on and on and on until we have a world government, world central bank, world army, world currency, which will only be electronic, not physical, and a microchip population. And what's happening now is I'm ticking them off. And one of the key reasons that vast numbers of people are now turning to my stuff and reading my books and coming to my talks, like the one at Brixton Academy on May the 6th in London, is because they read what I wrote 10 years ago and go, whoa, have you seen this? There's a television production company who are going to do a program with me, working title, David Icke, the man who got it right, for one of the terrestrial channels in Britain, because the producer of this program came to see me as a student talking in Belfast in the mid-90s, and he's seen how the world's gone, and he started reading my books one after the other in the last few months and gone, whoa!
And he's realized you had
that right. Between the two. Now, this is not Ross, because I'm some kind of prophet or some kind of genius. It's basic research. Once you understand where the Illuminati want to take us and the methods they use, mass mind manipulation methods, real simple but devastatingly effective, then predicting the future, not in terms of every detail, but in terms of theme, is pretty straightforward. Because quite simply, unless we stand up and do something about it, and we allow this this plan, this agenda to unfold, then predicting the future is a piece of cake. Because once you know what the agenda is planned to be, then you just say, well, unless something changes, this is what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And it's happening every day now.
And it's people listening to it that hopefully will bring about that change eventually. Now, I've got another email here coming from Steve Waters. He says, how do you feel? You mentioned 9/11 just now, so I'm going to bring this in at this point. He says, how do you feel about the 9/11 truth movement? And do you have advice on how to get a new independent investigation?
The only way of getting an independent investigation is to find independent people. Now, that may sound like an obvious thing to say, but we sometimes miss the obvious. What I'm saying in that is anything connected to politics, anything connected to the system, it's impossible to get an independent investigation into anything. You see, you had a situation after 9/11 where the president and Dick Cheney, probably Dick Cheney is the president in truth, were fighting and kicking to stop any investigation at all. Now, let's just analyze this. 3,000 people have just been killed in the most horrific attack ever on American soil. And the president and vice president are fighting to stop any investigation into what happened and how it could be stopped again. Then when they're forced into it, Bush appoints as head of this commission Henry Kissinger. Now, Henry Kissinger is one of the great Illuminati frontmen of the last 40 years or so in America and the wider world. And eventually, because of his associations with a notorious Illuminati company called Kissinger Associates, he had to resign and withdraw from it. And then they replaced him with someone else. But they didn't replace him with someone else who was then going to have an independent investigation. They replaced him with someone who they could get away with, because they just found they couldn't get away with Kissinger. And what we had with the 9/11 Commission was a total whitewash in which the real questions were not asked, and the real independent investigations are going on in independently published books and on internet websites. And the only way we're going to get a truly independent investigation of this is when independent people wrest control of the system, of the authorities, from the people at the top who are knowingly manipulating and knowingly pushing the world towards this Orwellian state, and the chaff in government who do just what they're told because it's good for their career, or are subject to backhanders or other forms of coercion to make them do what the ones at the top want them to do.
Now, I agree totally. Now, I'm going to ask you a straight question now, David, because of research that we've done here. When you were doing your investigation into Illuminati connections, did you ever come across a company called DuPont?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the DuPont family is one of the bloodlines. You see, what happens is we're talking about bloodline. We're talking about genetics. These people are obsessed with genetics, holding a certain DNA code. And so when this bloodline marries into another family, then it might change its name as it waddles through history. So, yes, one of the bloodlines became known as DuPont, absolutely.
Well, the reason I ask that is some of my research, I went out to investigate a thing called the New Jersey Vortex some time back, and we came across a DuPont site. We then found out that there were connections with the Montauk Project, which again was a DuPont site. We then got a cave drawing thing in France that we were investigating, which was linked allegedly to both of these sites, and again the land was owned by DuPont. We wrote to DuPont and asked them for a clear explanation of why they were involved. They denied any response to us at all, and what was more, we started finding that our website at that point was being hit by US government and US military servers.
Well, that fits like a glove, and it's a good point to talk about that pyramid again I was talking about. If people could visualize this structure, Every organization today, virtually every organization, certainly every system organization, is structured as a pyramid. You've got the few at the top who know what the organization's really about, what its real motivation is, its agenda. And the further you come down from that pyramid peak in any organization, be it a corporation, a government, a school, a university, whatever, you meet more and more people working for the organization, but you progressively, as you go down, they know less and less and less about what the organization is really about. They only know their contribution, which to them, in isolation, not connected to everyone else's contribution, might seem perfectly innocent. Now, what we have is a structure of pyramids within pyramids within pyramids, like Russian dolls, a small doll inside a big doll, in a small pyramid inside a bigger pyramid, until eventually you have a pyramid that encompasses all the other pyramids. It's a global pyramid. And at the peak of that pyramid, all these different pyramid peaks meet. So at that level, the peak of the transnational corporations like DuPont meet. So do the pharmaceutical cartel corporations. So do the global media ownership families. So do all the governments, and so do all the intelligence agencies, which, if you go high enough, is one intelligence agency. It's just like we talk about transnational corporations. No, if you go high enough, there's one corporation. And so at that pyramid peak, on that global pyramid, Ross, all these apparently, in our level of society, unconnected, organized, even competing organizations meet. So at that point, this is where the coordination happens between covert military operations and corporations like DuPont. They are all orchestrated to the same agenda, and so they interact with each other to advance that agenda. I remember Jim Garrison, the DA, who was the only man to get anyone into court for the Kennedy assassination. I saw a video interview with him, and he was saying that he couldn't understand why. He knew it was true, but he couldn't understand how the Dallas Police Department, the FBI, the authorities in Washington, and a stream of other organizations he mentioned could coordinate and cooperate together to both carry out the assassination of Kennedy and then cover it up. But what he didn't understand was this structure that I'm talking about, where these organizations are actually controlled by the same force if you go high enough, and that's how the coordination happens. I remember a guy, he was deputy chief constable of Manchester, a guy called John Stalker, who himself was a subject and the victim of a conspiracy when he started finding too much about what was happening in Northern Ireland in relation to the British government. But he was sent by a British newspaper to Paris after Diana's assassination, Princess Diana, and he wrote an article for this newspaper saying all claims that there was a conspiracy to murder Princess Diana are nonsense, he said, because why would the authorities in Paris, he said, cooperate to cover up the death of a British princess. And you just cringe.
Yeah, because you're right.
This structure means that the Paris authorities are controlled by the same people that control things like MI6, MI5, and connect into the British royal family. This is how it happens. So the story you tell me about DuPont is absolutely explainable when you know how the structure works.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we've got to take another short break, David. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to talk about reptilians and the end times.